I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Today's headlines center on refugees in Bangladesh and Lebanon. Learn how you can pray, give, or go to help believers worldwide. And find your place in the story right now on Mission Network News. The search continues for believers kidnapped last week in Bangladesh. A pastor and his daughter were among those taken during a large-scale attack targeting Rohingya Christians in a refugee camp. Greg Musselman with Voice of the Martyrs Canada says, according to local partners, kidnappers forced the girl to marry an older Muslim man. At least 70 Rohingya Christians have been relocated for their safety. Most of them are ethnic Muslims who fled to Bangladesh from Myanmar. VOM Canada's contacts say they faced significant oppression while sharing Christ's love in the camp.
These are people that were led into these refugee camps to bring the light of Jesus and bring practical help, but it's very dangerous. These kinds of things happen and people really back off and they say, well, I guess we just can't move in there. But if God has put something on their hearts, they need to do that.
Musselman asks, please stop now if you can and pray about this situation.
As a dad with three daughters, if that was one of my daughters, I would be desperate. Yes, God can be there with us, and he is. But, this is a situation where the family, they need to feel that God is with them. And often these things end tragically. But pray that this girl would be released very soon and that she would not be violated.
For months now, Iraqi protesters have been calling for change. Daniel Hoffman of Middle East Concern.
The protesters continue to be greatly disappointed in their governments. They tend to be very corrupt and not to deliver even the most basic services to their people.
Since October, more than 600 protesters have died as authorities resort to violence more and more often. In November, Iraq's prime minister stepped down. The position has stood empty for months, but this weekend, the president appointed a new prime minister. He's already announced his support for protesters, but what does that mean for vulnerable groups like Iraqi Christians?
They feel extra vulnerable because in the midst of this instability, some of the other communities in Iraq are protected by their own armed militias. And the Christians, with very few exceptions, don't really have their own armed militias. So they are looking very much to the state to protect them and to provide for them. And the state is failing to do so.
Please pray for peace and unity in Iraq in the wake of this recent leadership change. And pray for the safety of vulnerable Christians in the coming months. You can learn more at missionnews.org. And continued financial woes in Lebanon leave Syrian refugees without many options, yet Triumphant Mercy says that for many, heading home is sounding better and better. Nuna with Triumphant Mercy says,
but the economical crisis is now taking a toll on all refugees because they can't get jobs like before. Even Lebanese can't get jobs now. The financial crisis is so bad that Lebanese are being laid off work and cannot find ways to sustain their own families.
The situation in Lebanon is bleak. Without enough money to buy necessities, returning to Syria starts to sound good. However, one problem is that many people came into Lebanon illegally, and for them crossing back legally could mean they're labeled as a deserter.
They're thinking about when is a good time for us to go back over the mountain and go back to their own villages. So there is a lot of talk, much more than before.
Yet even if they make it home undetected, there is still the issue of physical and financial security. Whichever side they approach the issue from, refugees can feel like the situation is hopeless. That's where Triumphant Mercy steps in.
There is a hope that God has a plan. There is a hope that the plan is not just to stay in the position that you're in and in misery, because this is not the gospel. Jesus came to give life.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. We depend on our listeners and sponsors to keep MNN on the air. Every bit helps as we look at the headlines through the lens of the Great Commission. Stay connected when you sign up for our free daily e-news at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.